Chapter 62. Translator. Zia. Editor. Ellie, the Wong family's son, the future son-in-law of the seventh princess, had died, causing a stir in the court. The officials in charge of investigating the case quickly traced it back to Gao Lu, but found that she had already died at home, having committed suicide out of guilt. Beside Gao Lu, the officials found a suicide note, marking the closure of this simple case of lust-driven tragedy. However, the shock it left behind began to spread rapidly. In the residence of the seventh princess, the emperor descended from his carriage, followed by six palace attendants, all with stern faces, hurrying towards the backyard of the seventh princess's mansion. "Where is the seventh princess?" the emperor asked coldly. The servant of the mansion broke out in a cold sweat, bowing low and hurrying in short, quick steps as he replied, "Your Highness, she is in the Serene Courtyard." Originally named something else, the Serene Courtyard was specially renamed by Yun Shu. It was the best courtyard in the mansion, prepared for her future husband, Wang Nisheng. The courtyard was adorned with red silk everywhere, ready to welcome the future husband of the seventh princess. But everything came to a halt with Wang Nisheng's death, leaving behind a silent and desolate atmosphere. The emperor suddenly stopped in his tracks, looking at the red silk flowers and lanterns hanging along the corridor, finding them exceedingly glaring. "These things are too unsettling when left hanging. Take them down." The servant's heart pounded nervously as he hastily assured, "I will immediately have someone remove them." Only then did the emperor resume his brisk pace, followed hurriedly by the palace attendants and the servants, who lamented inwardly. Finding the door locked from the inside, the emperor raised his eyebrows coldly and commanded, "Break it down." Several servants immediately stepped forward and pounded the door twice, smashing it open. As the door swung wide open, the intense sunlight flooded into the room, causing Yun Shu to squint uncomfortably and blink hard. Seeing her in this state, slumped like a puddle of mud, the emperor nearly exploded with anger. With a heaving chest, he stormed into the room and forcefully pulled Yun Shu up from the ground. "You insolent girl, look at me." Yun Shu refused to acknowledge him, slowly turning her head away. "Look at me," the emperor shouted at her. Enraged, the emperor threw Yun Shu to the ground, then knelt down, his expensive clothes collecting dust as he grabbed Yun Shu by the collar and pressed her against the table leg. Slap! The emperor raised his hand and slapped Yun Shu with all his might, leaving several red marks on Yun Shu's face. Pity for her misfortune, anger at her refusal to fight back. After the slap, even the emperor's hand trembled. Yun Shu had locked herself in the room for several days, refusing to eat or drink. Her lips were chapped, and dark circles hung under her eyes. In just a few days, she had rapidly lost weight, her cheekbones protruding, her clothes wrinkled. She looked like a wilted vegetable leaf, her once neatly tied hair now disheveled. If thrown onto the street, she could easily pass for a beggar. "Yun Shu, your father has only hit you twice in his entire life. Last time in the palace didn't wake you up, so this time he hopes it will." Yun Shu's gaze remained unfocused, like a soulless puppet. The emperor closed his eyes for a moment, then cruelly continued, "Nisheng is dead, and he died for you." Gao Lu wanted to defile him, and he was forced to jump out of the window and fell to his death. Yun Shu finally looked at the emperor, her expression suddenly twisted with rage. "I will kill Gao Lu. I will go and kill her." The emperor grabbed Yun Shu by the collar and slammed the back of her head against the table leg, then pulled her up again. "You fool, I gave birth to such a stupid and worthless creature like you. Do you think the real mastermind is Gao Lu? She has long been bought off by Yan Yuntong, and Yan Yuntong is the one pulling the strings." Yan Yunshu's pupils contracted, trembling lips as she asked, "Why? Why do you ask why?" The emperor sneered. He looked at Yan Yunshu and said, "Does father need to come and tell you why? Yan Yuntong also wants to be an empress. Do you think the struggle for the throne is child's play? It's about life. It's about the destiny of Nisheng. My destiny, the destiny of those ministers who support you. If Yan Yuntong ascends the throne, do you think you will have a peaceful end, living carefree? No. How many people will die because of it? How many families will be implicated? Do you think Yan Yuntong is really your royal sister? She didn't crawl out of your father's belly." After the emperor finished shouting, he angrily released her grip and stood up, turning away to conceal his loss of composure. Yan Yunshu slumped backward, her head knocking against the table leg again. She slowly curled up, emitting low wails that gradually grew uncontrollable, her voice unleashing like a broken bellows, tearing at her heart and lungs. Outside the door, the young servant standing there dared not move a muscle. Despite the scorching sun, making their backs sweat, they felt a chill in their hearts. In the still courtyard where no one spoke, the crying gradually subsided. After an unknown amount of time, Yan Yanshu slowly sat up, then stood up, looking at the emperor's back and said, "I want that position. I want to kill Yan Yuntong." The emperor, still facing away, unwilling to turn around, chuckled and said, "You want that position?" Now that Nisheng is dead, Wang Jing's grief is overwhelming, his disappointment in you is profound, and our alliance with the Wang family has ruptured. Gao Lu, fearing punishment, has committed suicide. Along with Lord Sui enduring the pain of losing his daughter, he resents you and cannot be used by us anymore. Losing two supporters at once, especially the Wang family, tell me, how do you plan to contend with Yan Yuntong? The emperor's words were resolute, and as they fell, the room was as silent as a pin drop, enveloped in silence. After a long silence, Yan Yuntong spoke up, "Father, I have a plan." She slowly stepped forward, bypassing the emperor, and opened the door. The glaring sunlight poured onto her face. "Prepare water, I need to wash. Also, make sure the horses are ready." The servants, receiving the command, replied nervously, "Yes," and quickly went about their tasks. Yan Yanshu finished washing up. The wounds on her face inflicted by the emperor were now barely visible, having been treated with medicine. She meticulously tied up her hair and changed into clean and elegant clothes. Due to today's rapid weight loss, she had to tighten her belt even further, making her appear exceptionally lean and sharp, yet also exceptionally refined. Everyone could sense that something was different about their seventh princess. The servant had once seen her royal countenance, leaving an extremely deep and indelible impression in his mind. At this moment, the servant felt as if the seventh princess momentarily overlapped with the young, dignified empress, who seldom smiled or spoke lightly. The servants had prepared a meal, enticing with its aroma and presentation. Yan Yunshu, who had gone hungry for several days, couldn't stomach much and could only manage to drink some hot porridge. After taking a sip of porridge, her stomach suddenly cramped, protesting vehemently against the days of not eating. However, Yan Yunshu didn't even furrow her brow, as if she couldn't feel the pain. She quickly drank a few more mouthfuls of porridge, then tossed the spoon aside and stood up, declaring, "Leave the city." The carriage had been prepared in advance. Yan Yunshu got into the carriage with a few attendants and rode out of the city. Passing through the East City Gate from the residence of the Seventh Princess, they traversed through the bustling market. The carriage slowed down involuntarily amidst the noise outside. Listening to the commotion outside, Yan Yunshu felt increasingly irritated. A dull ache in her chest kept bothering her, robbing her of any joy from the scenery or events around her. Finally, the carriage passed through the towering city gate and left the city, following the official road. As the carriage traveled along the official road, the imposing grandeur of the city gates gradually receded into the distance, transforming into inconspicuous, low, gray-black buildings. Yan Yunshu suddenly pulled aside the curtain and said to the attendant, "Get me a horse." The chief guard's heart skipped a beat, quickly bowing her head, unable to meet Yan Yunshu's gaze directly. She replied, "Yes." In that brief glance, she saw it very clearly. The seventh princess's gaze used to be very focused, reflecting whatever s he looked at, be it people or things. But now, the seventh princess's gaze seemed distant, and the chief guard realized she wasn't within her sight. One obedient guard dismounted and led a horse to Yan Yunshu. Yan Yunshu mounted the horse and spurted forward suddenly, galloping away at full speed. "Your Highness," all the guards were startled and anxious. The carriage was left by the roadside with one guard left behind to watch over it, while the others swiftly followed, urging their horses with whips. The official road suddenly resounded with the lively neighing of horses, their hooves kicking up a trail of dust, their presence unmistakable under the scorching sun.